It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cal Wrestling with head coach Patrick Hansen. Bulldogs end up going 1-1 on the night. 45-19 loss to number 2 and 2A Algona, and a 50-26 victory here over Clear Lake. Coach, certainly, you know, 1-1 isn't probably what you were going for tonight. You know, yeah. You're running up against Buzzsaw with an extremely good Algona team that hadn't lost a duel all year. But, you know, your thoughts just initially here on coming out 1-1 in this triangular.
Yeah, you know, Algona's the number one team by mile. I mean, they're deep. I mean, you know, and they're a good school. They're just good at everything. But I thought we got, you know, we came out, we fought them and gave them everything we had. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. And obviously, it's always good to beat Clear Lake, you know. So no matter what sport you're in, it's always good. So, you know, lost some matches, won some matches. Just one of those days, you know, another day in the NCC.
Yeah, and so when it comes to the Clear Lake duel, you end up winning pretty good as far as the score. But when it comes to, you know, some of the results you had, when it came to the matches that actually were wrestled, you know, Clear Lake gets 3 pins, you know, 2 major decisions over you guys, where you guys were only able to get the 2 pins and then 1 decision, you know, and then 1 tech fall there, I guess, as well. But, you know, when there's all those forfeits and stuff like that, does that maybe leave a little bit to be desired in that kind of duel, you know?
Well, it's hard to wrestle teams like that because they are used to it. So every time they go into the gym, they know they got all these forfeits. They know they got all this stuff. It's hard. We feed off each other so much. You know, we're an emotional team. We're hard on the sleeve. It's hard when, like, it's like forfeit, and then, like, oh, shoot, we're already at 157 or 165. And then, you know, it's just hard to get ready and know what's coming. I mean, you can prepare them as much as you want, but when you get out there and then they're standing around, and, I mean, the whole duel took, like, what, 30 minutes maybe, 25? Yeah. You know, like, so – and then the Algona duel took like an hour and a half. You know, it's just one of those deals that you got to be ready to go fast. They're used to it. You're not. But, you know, this is an advantage for them. But, you know, we came out still and took care of business. So.
Yeah, and when you're wrestling against a team like Algona, what are the biggest lessons maybe to take away from that? You know, again, you mentioned it, you know, believing that they're, you know, the top team in the state in Class 2A. But when it comes to facing those guys, you know, what are the biggest takeaways you think? There's maybe some learning experiences for the guys as well, you know?
Yeah, every time I see them, I just remember how important the weight room is. You know, like, they had JV. Our JV wins almost every time. Like, our JV record is like, we've won like 70% of all JV matches, right? And I don't know if we won a match against Algona. Like, that's how deep they are. And, like, it's not our kids doing anything wrong. It's just, man, that's impressive. That might be the best team I've probably ever seen in the North Central Conference. I'm 33 years old. I've been following it since I was probably, like, 6. And I even had to go up and ask my dad, and I go, is that the best team you've probably ever seen around here? And my dad's like, oh, my God, that's impressive. You know, because, I mean, we're good. We're a 12th, 13th team. And, you know, there's getting beat by your daddy, and there's getting beat by your mommy, and that was getting beat by your daddy. You know, that's like one of the, you get in trouble at school, and you come home, and you see your dad's at home already, and you're like, oh, God. You know, and you got to walk in, and dad's mad. That's one of those days. And they took care of business. You know, we beat them a year ago. They weren't going to let that happen again. And hats off to them. They got a great team, got a great program. They built their program right. They're all homegrown kids. And, you know, hats off to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple guys that went 2-0 tonight, aside from some of the forfeit results. Brody Struther, a couple big wins tonight. What did you think of his performance out there?
Yeah, he wrestled well. Should have got the pin maybe against Algona, but, you know, it's just we got to get him in like midseason form, and I know we're at the end of the year, but missing the first half really hurt him, and we got to get him a bunch of matches and stuff like that. And we didn't get Jacob Mailer in the lineup tonight, but, you know, I'd like to. He's been out all week with Invitigo. It's just one of it's a no-win situation with our 4 guys that wrestle 3 spots in there. So, you know, more duels on Saturday and just get ready and bring it again.
And Colin Bird also goes 2-0, 2 longer matches, but he is able to get a tech fall and a pin here tonight. What did you think about him being able to grind out some of those matches and get those wins?
Oh, man, that fighting off that chicken wing that kid had from Algona, that looked painful, you know. And Colin's just a tough grinder. That's what he is. And I came up to him like, God, was that kid, like, was that tight? And he's like, oh, my God, yeah. And, you know, but he doesn't give up, and he keeps fighting till the end, and then eventually he'll break him and then get the pin or get whatever it is. I mean, that kid from Clear Lake was a state qualifier, and he tech-followed him like it was nothing. You know, it's he's came a long ways. And that's just one of the kids, like I tell our kids all the time. We have multiple kids in our room that do it right, and you get to choose to either follow them or, like, we have a lot of kids in our school not doing it right, like a lot. And so you can either choose to follow the kids that do it the right way, which we have some examples of that, We have some examples of not doing it right. And it's up to you. I can lead you in the direction. I can tell you this is the one I'd follow if I were you. It's up to you. And I do think we have a lot of kids on our team following the good ones. You know, just not every day. And I hope that as we get older, that starts to happen a little more. But
is that just a maturity thing? You know, maybe taking it to that next level? That
yeah,
type of thing?
Yeah. Well, and it sometimes happens when, like, you get a couple easy weeks where, like, oh, I'm on JV and it's been easy. And so, like, I start taking it easy in practice. And then, you know, and then somebody like Algona comes along and shows you that you shouldn't have been taking it easy. And, you know, I hope we opened our eyes tonight. And you know, we just look kind of stale and bland. And, you know, we'll hopefully get that taken care of. And, you know, Mailer lost a tough match against Algona. That kid's good. He's placed at state three times. Because, you know, nobody's going to – he wants to win too, you know. And, you know, I bet they went wrestle that match 10 times. It's probably 5-5, you know. So we'll get him next Saturday at conference. I know Mailer's got the number one kid coming up on Tuesday. I might have been overlooking him looking at that. You know, I don't know. But Taylor's a good kid. Does things right. He'll be in there.
You bet. Conference right around the corner a week from this Saturday at Algona. Before that, you go to Osage for a dual tournament. Just want to get your thoughts on what you guys got coming up here this Saturday.
Yeah, so we're wrestling Hinton, which is a school by Sioux City. They're tough. They've been in state duels the last 3 years. Osage, I don't even know. Maybe this would be something you guys can find out. I don't even know if we've – like, my dad can't even remember a time we beat Osage. Mm. And we have a legitimate shot, you know? Like, so I've been trying to tell our kids, and maybe that's on me why we didn't look so good tonight. But I've been like, gosh, we're going to beat Osage. The dark empire is going to go down. The years of oppression will be over. And you know, kind of got – hopefully we can win. They're still good. They're like the number 4-1A team. So Osage, Hinton, Lewis Central, big 3A school from over by Omaha, and then – Ankeny Centennial, you know, so some school of four times the population our school has. And, you know, but no, I don't care. Nobody else cares. It's time to just go take care of business. And hopefully we can go 3-1, getting on a cross side with the bracket. I mean, Algona or Independence, Humboldt, Davenport Assumption, Cass and Manorville, who's like a D1 powerhouse. they're all on the other side. And so hopefully we can get a crossover. You know, it's kind of one of those deals where it's time to put up or shut up. So. Hopefully, I'm hoping we can go 4-1. If we can go 3-2, it'd still be not a bad day. So, just one of those tough tournaments, you know, where that's where you got to be at. That's where all the best teams are at. So, I'll always keep putting our kids in those situations.
All right, Coach. We'll let you hit the road, but appreciate the time tonight, and best of luck here on Saturday.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming up and following us.